Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Legislature of Bogota, Colombia, and Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. They are at the Florida International University in Doral, Florida, for an event at the Adam Smith Center for Economic Freedom. We go now to the table in Brussels, most recently, where I see a photograph of President Emmanuel Macron addressing the Vice President of Venezuela. Seated next to Macron is the President of Brazil, Lula da Silva. In the room, at the table, is Gustavo Petro with his back to the camera. And Ernesto, Lula da Silva is part of a team of South American presidents who are looking to trade with the EU, looking to increase trade with the EU. Number one trade partner is the U.S. Number two is China. Number three is the EU. What is Lula da Silva's part in this? Is he the leader of the South American contingent in Brussels? And do they all look to him for making deals with the EU? Thank you.
Well, John, I don't think Lula is a leader in what regards economic relationship or trade relationship. He doesn't care about trade, and neither does Macron, because if they did, they have the agreement ready to be signed that we ended negotiating back in 2019 during the Bolsonaro government. They don't want that. What Lula wants from Macron, from other European leaders, is to get a free pass, like he did in his previous administration, to get a free pass from leaders of the international, so to say, democratic community, to keep running inside Brazil a corrupt government, a graft-based political system, and a country that is closer and closer to China and Russia. So Macron, other European leaders, they are not serious if they don't see the problem of Brazil and Brazil influencing the rest of South America to go towards the totalitarian bloc led by Russia and China. So it's not about trade, it's about image, it's about prestige. So the international prestige that Macron and others convey to Lula, this helps a lot in keeping the international community blind and public opinion blind about what is really going on in Brazil, where every day there's a new encroachment on fundamental liberties, a new absurd declaration from some authorities. Last week, one of the Supreme Court justices in Brazil declared publicly, oh, we're very happy that we defeated Bolsonarismo. So like he's part of the team, the political team that acted in the election last year. So that's the picture as I see it.
And Ernesto, this surprising headline, and the Reuters says that it's surprising, Brazil's economic activity surprises negatively with a 2% decline in May, month over month. Is that a surprise to you? And what explains this? Lula da Silva said he was going to remake your economy.
Oh, no, not a surprise at all. I was expecting this sort of mediocre economic performance at best. This is what Lula has been about in the first administrations, because for Brazil to really take off, Brazil needs to change not its economic system, its political system. It's a political system that is keeping Brazil with that sort of mediocre performance, because the economy revolves not around competitiveness and productivity. It revolves around about politics and friendships inside politics. So Brazil is not a capitalist country. It's a friendship country. I mean, it's about crony capitalism, as you say. And Lula is not planning to change that. They just passed a tax reform, which is going to increase taxes. This is, of course, scaring investors. That's probably part of the problem of the GDP figures. Investors are scared about the lack of legal certainty because the Supreme Court changes the rules every day. No climate for investment. It's all about politics. Your business depends on political connections. The result is this sort of 0% growth forever under Lula.
Senator, we just have a minute. The economy in Colombia, how is it doing? Can you characterize it? Because that always is a driver for poor approval ratings, and Petro's approval rating is very poor. Is it weakening? Is there doubt about your economy? We have about a minute.
It's weakening. All the announces that he did against all these oil companies just had made a lot of, fear about trusting in Colombia. Four of the biggest oil companies have left already. There are more than 15,000 people unemployed just because they stopped the oil exploration. And it is happening everywhere. You know, they are obsessed, as here in the U.S., they're obsessed with the Green New Deal, with climate change and all that stuff. And that's a weird agenda that are putting nature above human being and its capacity to change the natural resources. So economy is getting less, is not growing, but right. We see, and it's all part of the same horrible guide made by the progressists.
Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of Colombia, Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. There are two important elections to attend to immediately, Ecuador and Spain, when we come back. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Migraine makes me miss out on the moments that matter. So I asked my doctor about saying yep to Vyepti, eptinezumab JJMR, an IV infusion given every 3 months that helps prevent migraine attacks in adults.
Don't take if allergic to Vyepti. Get help right away for allergic reactions like rash, swelling of face, lips, tongue, or throat, trouble breathing, hives, or facial redness. Tell your doctor about increased blood pressure or color changes, pain or numbness in fingers or toes. Common side effects are stuffy nose, scratchy throat, and allergic reactions.
Tap the ad to see how many migraine-free days you might reclaim and see the full prescribing information at Vyepti.com.
Say yep to Vyepti.
Plan B made over-the-counter emergency contraception legal more than 20 years ago. It's a safe, effective backup birth control option that helps prevent pregnancy before it starts by temporarily delaying ovulation. Plan B is the number one OBGYN recommended brand and the only one that you can find at all major retailers in all 50 U.S. states. There's no minimum age requirement and you don't need an ID to buy it. You can order it through DoorDash and other major delivery platforms too. That's freedom to be. Use as directed.
Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.